the gods are real, like the Greek gods,
like the ones you learned about but weren't paying attention to.
Well, they don't pay attention to you either, especially if you're their kid.
The gods have godly things to do, godly places they need to see,
godly plans they need to make that don't include me.
Yeah, the gods are real, and they have kids, and those kids have issues, issues.
I didn't want to be a half-blood. I didn't ask to be a hero seeking praise. Being a half-blood, it's scary. It mostly gets you killed in very nasty ways. I didn't want to cause trouble. I'm less a player and more the played. And honestly, I'd totally be fine if I could make it to the next grade. Next grade. It wasn't dirty socks or my stepdad. It was danger that I smelled. The day it all went down, the day I got expelled. Maybe you don't know what a half-blood is because your life is normal and happy and not constantly in danger. But my life, let me set the scene. We were on this freaky field trip.
Freaky trip.
That's when the story should probably start.
Ooh. We were geeking out on ancient Greek at the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Stopped by all the statues and learned about the gods. The runner and my substitute, Mrs. Dodds, hadn't done nothing wrong, was he rude? Hadn't been wrong.
On the day it all went down,
the day I got expelled.
The Greek gods, almighty titans of earth, sea, and sky. But even they were children once, and they didn't have it easy. Their father, Kronos, feared the day his children would inherit the earth. So what did he do? Anyone? Anyone.
He ate them.
Ah, thank you, Mrs. Dodds. But one child, Zeus, escaped and devised a plan to rescue his brothers and sisters. He tricked Kronos into eating a rock. And what did Kronos do? Anyone? Any student?
He vomited them up!
Didn't really get the story. At least it wasn't boring as I'd feared. But is it me, or is Greek mythology not deeply weird? I didn't want to pay attention.
Pay attention, pay attention.
Now I wish I had taken notes. But my focus is in question, and God's an indigestion caused a groan for our throats.
Ew.
Bah. Dude, what was that?
Nothing.
My best friend was acting strange, at which he so excelled.
The day it all went down,
the day I got expelled. Why do you have peanut butter in your hair?
Ask Nancy Boba Fett, she's a monster. Well, not literally, I don't think.
She threw a peanut butter sandwich at you?
She threw a peanut butter sandwich at you. I stopped it with my head.
Grover, you are a good friend.
Aw. Dude, I'm your only friend.
Percy Jackson!
I knew something was up when I heard my name get yelled.
The day it all got down,
I saw something not in Mrs. Dodds' frown.
The day it all got weird,
the day I got expelled.
Me by the Sphinx.
Look, if this is about Nancy Bobovich, she only hates me because I tried to get her to stop wedging the first graders.
I have heard much about you, Percy Jackson.
Really? That's very dedicated for a substitute.
Kicked out of 5 schools in 6 years. One might question your parentage.
Hey, don't talk about my mom.
And your father. That's right. You don't know who he is.
What is this about anyway? Mrs. Dodds?
You have something growing on you. What's wrong, Percy? Mr. Brunner, what am I supposed to do with the pen? Sword! Whoa!
Mr. Brunner? This is Dodds? I didn't know it just had happened. Was that all a creepy, crazy dream? My teacher was a creature, then she vanished in the ether with a demon scream. The next thing that I knew, I was where detention was held. The day it all got real, the day I got expelled.
I tried, Percy, but the headmaster stands firm in his decision. You were supposed to stay with the group, and this was your final warning.
But it wasn't my fault. It was Mrs. Dodge. She lured me away, she attacked me, and you saw it.
Did I?
You gave me that pen, only it wasn't a pen. It was a sword, and... What?
Percy, we've never had a teacher named Mrs. Dodds.
Perhaps it's for the best. This wasn't the place for you. It was only a matter of time before...
I got kicked out?
That's not what I was going to
say. You think I'm trouble just like everyone else?
No, but... That is to say, I can only accept the best from you, Percy. Someday you'll understand why. I'm truly sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I let you down.
Maybe he's right. You never fit in at this school anyway. You're not exactly...
Normal?
Exactly! I mean, I'll see you on the bus.
So if you think you are a half-blood, better get headed to the exits now. Cause folks will think you're lying, better run and don't start crying cause you're Monster Chow. Stick around and maybe you'll learn from me. This ain't Odysseus, it's Odyssey. So hear me out if you're so keen.